Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley calling for troop withdrawals. Democrats offering two proposals that call for American troops to start leaving Iraq later this year. One proposal does not set a deadline for completing that withdrawal. The other expected to call for U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by the end of the year. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
What was promised to the American people to be a rather uncomplicated effort by America to rid Iraq of a dictator has turned out to be a war that's gone on for more than 3 years with no end in sight.
Senator Durbin says Iraqis need to know their future has to be in their own hands. The U.S. military commander in Iraq says remains believed to be the two missing soldiers were found last night, but U.S. forces had to wait for daylight to check for booby traps. Major General William Caldwell says thousands of troops encountered a lot of roadside bombs and other explosives during their three-day search for the missing man who disappeared after another soldier was killed Friday. When the bodies were located, Caldwell says a fairly large group of soldiers guarded the area till the ordnance team could arrive, and he says they had to dismantle some stuff to get to them. An internet statement claims the soldiers were killed by the new leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the military conducting DNA tests to confirm their identities. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says it has killed a man it describes as a top aide to former Al-Qaeda in Iraq leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the man known as Sheikh Mansour, and two foreign militants they say killed in an airstrike Friday. In Afghanistan, local residents claim two civilians killed in a U.S. air raid called to repel a Taliban offensive. The U.S. military says warplanes were called in to bomb a militant hideout after an explosion hit a coalition tank. A report from Gaza says children among the victims of an Israeli airstrike aimed at Palestinian militants. The Israeli military says aircraft fired missiles at a car carrying militants through the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Gaza. National Guard troops are back in New Orleans. A convoy of about 100 armed military police arrived to patrol the streets after a bloody weekend of violence. Lieutenant Mel Edwards says he and his comrades just trying to give a hand to the city of New Orleans. They're toting M16s and handguns dressed in full camouflage. Mayor Ray Nagin called for the Guard and State Police to be called in yesterday, reacting to the weekend killing of five teenagers and another man, and the Louisiana governor signed off on the plan and sent in the Guard. This is Air America Radio News.
Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into the program tonight, just a reminder, this Friday, the 23rd, is once again going to be reserved for callers between the ages of 13 and 17. So if you are 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17 and want to vent, we'd like to hear from you. That's this Friday night. The entire program will be given over to young people. Okay? We have tonight for you some outrageous stammerings from the oxymoron to share with you, terrible stuff. And his hideous screed was repeated all over the Atlanta airwaves today by his ditto-head copycat wannabes. I would assume it's the same all across the country. Tonight I got this from Sharon, who is our North Metro Atlanta bureau chief. And she writes the following. These words from the New York Times will probably haunt me forever. And here they are. Major General Abdul Aziz Mohammed Jassim, the Chief of Operations of the Ministry of Defense, said that he had seen an official report and that he could confirm the two Americans had been, quote, killed in a very brutal way and tortured. General Jassim said there were traces of torture on their bodies, very clear traces. It was a brutal torture. The torture was something unnatural. End quote. A spokesman for the U.S. military in Iraq, one General Caldwell, said at a news conference, quote, it pains us to realize what fellow servicemen go through, end quote. What fellow servicemen go through? I added that part. Sharon goes on in her email, my worst fears have come true now that these two young, precious soldiers have been taken prisoner, tortured, and murdered. Can you even imagine the horror their families and friends will feel? How will they ever get past this? Many people, including judge, advocate, general, lawyers, generals, and combat veterans, warned the Bush administration of the dangers of not adhering to American anti-torture laws and the Geneva Conventions. But the Bush administration listens only to those who say what they want to hear, and they don't give a damn if their policies place our soldiers in even more danger. The only way to begin to, quote, fix, close quote, this, Sharon writes, is to run the perpetrators of this war and this torture policy out of the White House and try them for war crimes. And we must get our people out of this hellhole now. Sharon and her last name. Sharon has had very close ties with U.S. military. And when she writes something like that, it gets my attention. Prairie 2 wrote, hey Mike, today's discovery of the tortured and executed bodies of two GIs demonstrates that the project for a new American century plan for Iraq is coming to fruition. This was the reason for Abu Ghraib and other atrocities that were done against the Iraqis, to provoke this kind of response. Abu Ghraib is a variation on the classic technique of despots throughout history to ensure their people will fight for them by committing atrocities against their enemy. Typically, visiting diplomats were executed in front of everyone to make clear the enemy was not going to accept their surrender. Bush's people knew the Iraqis couldn't be counted on to join the insurgency. Abu Ghraib made it clear to the Iraqis that we are the great Satan. The Bush crime family spokesman is saying today's killing was done by Al-Qaeda and not the insurgents. But an operation like this would require people with military discipline and a lot of training. The amateurs typical of Al-Qaeda would not be able to pull it off. This was a well-trained unit, either Iraqi military or one of Negroponte's death squads. The grisly execution of our troops will be used to rile up Bush's base and make anyone who advocates withdrawal seem cowardly for not wanting revenge. The PSYOPs people knew from the beginning just what course the occupation of Iraq would take. denial of public services, massive unemployment, looting, ongoing harassment of civilians, wholesale imprisonment, torture, death squads, and on and on. All of this to produce a predictable outcome, an Iraq insurgency of the most brutal nature that will never end. This would be a good place, Prairie 2 writes, to say how much you hate these people, as should we all. And finally, from our friends at TVNewsLies.org, and there's an editorial that was written there in May of 2004 entitled All Bets Are Off, A Warning to Future American Hostages. And it was prescient in its ability to see what was going to happen. And this is from a couple of years ago when it first became common knowledge of what we were doing to Iraqi prisoners. And the editorial was written, like I said, 2 years ago. Go to tvnewslies.org and read it. It's from May of 2004, titled All Bets Are Off, A Warning to Future American Hostages. But there was an addendum, or a predendum, that was added today. And it says, the photos of Iraqis being tortured at Abu Ghraib should have sent a message to the maniacs in the White House who are conducting this war as if it were a video game. It is not. The two GIs who were killed so horridly this week should not come as a surprise. It was bound to happen. It took a while to get to this point, but the moment the U.S. waged this illegal war, the rules were all dumped. And once our use of torture and our dismissal of the Geneva Convention treatment was in the open, this action against our troops was inevitable. And now, it's going to be standard fare whenever an American soldier is caught. Our poor kids are going to pay the price for the sins of their leaders. And that pretty much sums it up for me. I guess, like you, I knew, as you did, when the news started circulating a couple of days ago that these two soldiers had been taken alive, that they were going to be treated in the most inhuman, painful, torturous, murderous way possible. That these two young PFCs in the United States Army would be brutally, brutally tortured, brutally murdered, decapitated, eviscerated. And I think all of us also understood that these atrocities, not just this one, but all of these atrocities that are being committed in this godforsaken country. Each atrocity is on the hands of George W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, and Dick Cheney. You know it, and I know it. No Americans were tortured in Gulf War I, way back in the early 90s. Americans were taken prisoner back then by Saddam Hussein's army. And they were held, certainly not in country club conditions, but the Geneva Conventions were respected, and no American was tortured. And like George W. Bush, this psychopathic killer, said the other day, there are no rules in this war. All right, you son of a bitch, look what you've done. Look what you've done. Look what you're going to continue to do, Mr. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, to our young men. This is horrifying. When we come back, I'm going to play three sound clips for you that will completely describe and make clear what it is that's killing this country, us. Stay with us.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneur. Smart word. So smart, it's almost a different language. Look it up. Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we admire entrepreneurs, and not just for their bilingual skills, but also for their courage, and for the big thinking they show by opening a small business and joining the Budget Business Program. Yes, the Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. That's $2 back every day. No wonder Budget won the 2006 Entrepreneur Magazine Business Travel Award as the best car rental value for small businesses. Such an entrepreneur thing to do. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business to sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
As you know, we occasionally play little snippets of sound from the Sick Bastard Rush Limbaugh's program. I don't know why we do that, except to, I guess, to demonstrate the sort of wave that rolls across this country every day with this evil man and his clones. And he has clones as well as himself in every city in the country. And that's a bad thing for America. It's been a bad thing for America. Rush Limbaugh is one of the worst things that ever happened to this country. He just is. There is no question about it. He is a liar of the worst kind. He is a coward, like so many neo-Nazis are. He has his drug addictions and his sociopathic elements in his personality. But for this man to do what he does to people who probably should know better, but for some reason don't, to constantly be spewing his garbage out, polluting the airwaves, destroying this country, It's astonishing to me that it really is. I mean, it really is that corporate America allows this pig to remain on the air. It's shocking that someone as vile as this man has been inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm going to play some sound for you that shows how Rush explains that we liberals wanted the two soldiers to be tortured and killed in Iraq. Rush explains that liberals are all deranged and delusional. We wanted to see this horror today.
You know, I got to tell you, I perused the liberal kook blogs today, and they are happy that these two soldiers got tortured. They're saying good riddance. Hope Rumsfeld and whoever sleep well tonight. I kid you not, folks. The people out there, and they're you know, you say, Rush, we keep talking about these people. They're inconsequential. They are, as individuals. Democrat Party's listening to these people. But if you go there and you look today, you will find some posters saying good riddance. Well, how quaint. Two of our soldiers were tortured before they were killed. Isn't that just quaint? Maybe Cheney and Rumsfeld will sleep easier tonight, as though we deserve this. Well, you have to be sick, but if to try to make some sort of sensible comparison out of it, you have to try to believe that what we're doing in our prisons, such as Abu Ghraib or Club Gitmo, is the same as what terrorists are doing on the battlefield, and these people believe that it is. They're just, I think, deranged and delusional at the same time.
I can't even begin to try to put into words. I won't try. How much I despise this man, Rush Limbaugh. He may be a vicious, demonic son of a bitch, but he knows the truth. He knows that we have murdered, we have tortured to death and stomped and beat to death at least 35 detainees at Bagram, at Abu Ghraib, at Gitmo. He knows this. This pig bastard knows this. And he says, you have to try to believe that what we're doing in our prisons, such as Abu Ghraib, is the same as what terrorists are doing on the battlefield if you want to make some comparison as to what happened today or what was discovered today. And he refers to liberals as deranged and delusional. Those of us who are screaming to end this war, who begged this son of a bitch in the White House not to do this. Who took to the streets by the millions. Who watched as Rush Limbaugh and Dick Cheney and Sean Hannity and the rest of these traitorous, American-hating sons of bitches took us into this.
Limbaugh is drenched with feces and urine and blood of people who have been blown to pieces in Iraq, whether it's our people or babies in their cribs.
What is it about this country? What is it about the United States that we allow filthy, subhuman people like Rush Limbaugh 15 hours a week of live programming to put out poison and hate and death? What is it? Is that a hallmark of a free society? I guess it is, isn't it?
Certainly do. I recommend sticking your foot in your mouth at any time.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-509-4205 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-509-4205 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-509-4205 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-509-4205 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake, and Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now, rated R for violence and language.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck.
I know. Who's he?
I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary.
It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
And legalizing drugs would completely undermine the message that drug use is wrong.
26 before the hour. I've got two more of these sound bites from this filthy, subhuman Rush Limbaugh today. And again, I know I'm not behaving like a real freedom-loving anything-goes liberal here, but I truly believe that in a situation like Limbaugh's, where a deliberate attempt to destroy truth, to destroy this society, to destroy the cohesiveness of this society, to drive wedges between groups of people in this country, to be the utter murderous bastard that he has been, especially the last 10 years, removes from him any right to a microphone or the idea of free speech. Now, these right-wing sons of bitches are always saying freedom isn't free. Well, free speech isn't free either. The tired old saw that you can't scream falsely, fire, in a crowded theater. That's against the law. Here in Georgia, if I'm walking down the street and walk up to somebody and say, you filthy son of a bitch, I can be arrested. Those are called fighting words here in Georgia. For Limbaugh to be given carte blanche to do what he is doing, to destroy America, to corrode and corrupt this society, to be the murderous warmonger that he is, on top of being one of the primary cowards from the Chicken Hawk right, is astonishing. Any company that advertises and supports this son of a bitch, whether it's ABC or any auto dealer or any fast food garbage hole restaurant or any of these companies that support him and underwrite his program, are as much of a threat to this country as Limbaugh is. This man should be taken off the air. He should have been taken off the air a long time ago. In this soundbite, he accuses the liberal media, of celebrating the deaths of the soldiers because it is a triumph of the Al-Qaeda leader who took over after Zarqawi was killed. And, well, we all know how much the liberal media loves Al-Qaeda.
And by the way, the drive-by media is all excited about this because they think this is payback. This is payback for killing Zarqawi. And this proves this war is going nowhere. This proves that Bush didn't accomplish anything. In fact, this may be, killing Zarqawi may have been a setback. There's a story, the drive-by media, that this new replacement of Zarqawi is being credited for the deaths and the torture of our two soldiers. Oh, what a leader. The drive-by media can't wait. This guy's already on a field way. He's been in there less than a week, and he's already got two kills. It's obscene, folks, to continue to watch this. But have no fear, because just as it affects me the way it does and you, so does it affect many others. We'll be back, because the vast majority of the people in this country do not want American soldiers to die. They don't want it celebrated, and they don't want it talked about in terms of, did it help Bush? Did it hurt Bush? Two more soldiers died tortured. Gotta hurt Bush. Yeah.
You sick son of a bitch. I'd like to have about 30 minutes alone with this fat bastard. So we liberals are all about the death, right, Limbaugh, you pig? That's why we want to pull the troops out of Iraq, because we're all about celebrating the death, right, you filthy pig? One more. And we play these because it just needs to be put out there what filth this sick, drug-addicted, murderous, neo-Nazi, draft-dodging, chicken-hawk punk is doing. What is it about the United States of America that we allow this to be on the air? This
This one explains how the Geneva Convention human rights crowd is happy. Our soldiers were tortured and killed. Listen to this filthy bastard.
Where are the Geneva Convention crowd, people? How is telling us that our soldiers and our gatekeepers, our prison attendants, violating a Geneva Convention, that the terrorists that we capture should have access to the Geneva Convention? What about our guys?
Oh, Jesus.
Why do we never hear a human rights group decry the enemy? Why? Because to the human rights groups, brace yourselves, folks, Al-Qaeda and these terrorists, these insurgents in Iraq, are not the enemy. To human rights groups, the United States is the enemy, particularly when run by a president of the Republican Party.
Well, you dumb son of a bitch, you. If we invade another country for no reason, what the hell would you call us, Rush? You filthy pig. Why do we never hear a human rights group decry the enemy, he says? Because we created the enemy? Of course, it's a ridiculous question. The Geneva Conventions, you ignorant son of a bitch, covers everybody on the planet, even your pig boy in the White House. Even this cyborg who runs the United States, this Cheney. Even Rumsfeld, this blood-drinking vampire. Everybody is covered by the Geneva Convention, Limbaugh, you stupid freak, except Bush. Bush declared the Geneva Conventions inoperative, you filthy lump of human waste. Bush declared, there are no rules in this war. You, Limbaugh, you, and your filthy ilk are responsible for the death of these people. You filthy bastard. Kathy, play something. Put a song on now. I've got to stop. Put something on. I don't care. Put it on.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake, and Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now, rated R for violence and language.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Britney, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 13 before the hour. Let's take some phone calls. David is calling from Roanoke, Virginia. David, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Not so good.
Hey, I'm kind of disturbed myself. Can I just say my thing before you hang up on me? Because I know you're going to hang up on me, okay? So would you give me just a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I would not trade 1 billion Iraqi or any other Muslim life for one American soldier's life.
Why not?
Because.
No. Don't give me a 2-year-old answer, David. If you're gonna step up and call me, then act like a man. Act like a man.
Okay.
Don't act like a 2-year-old baby.
I'm a combat vet.
I don't give a goddamn you are,
here's
pal. Don't you call my program and talk to me like you're a 2-year-old. Now, okay, if you're man enough to have dialogue with me, then you'll have it with me. Now, I asked you a question, mister. Why do you think an American life is worth more than millions of Muslim lives?
We are love Jesus. That's the only reason why people want to kill us.
You sick son of a bitch.
We're going to cut your head off if you don't convert to Islam. Can you deny that?
Who says that? Who says
Quran,
that, you half-wit? Hey, let me ask you something, David. Hey, chucklehead, let me ask you something. Supposing people came into this country and murdered your mother and raped your father and killed your children. What would you do, you dumbass, if you caught one of them? What would you do? Hang up on this freak. Get him out of my radio show. You sick piece of human waste.
I just want to make sure, because I must have missed the chapter in the Quran that says we'll kill you if you don't convert to Islam.
Oh, screw this, Kathy. This is what's going on in America. We have these sick bastards like this guy who drives a car, who probably owns a gun, who I wouldn't give you a can of spit for anything he's got to say. But this sick, sorry thug, you know, if somebody invaded this country, the guy that just called would be the type that would run and hide like a little rabbit bastard someplace. He would run and scream and wet his pants and hide. And then when they came and raped his mother and raped his father and murdered his family and threw 500-pound bombs into his town, and then if he caught one of the invading soldiers, he and some of his clan buddies would do exactly what these insurgents did to the invader in their country, which happens to be our innocent soldiers. And they are innocent because we are in a war we should not be in, because this sick bastard in the White House put us there. So when I get a phone call from some little sneaky coward like this guy, because Jesus this and Jesus that, and I have to breathe the same air as this pig, oh my God.
But this is exactly what's wrong with the Rush Limbaughs of the world, because they breed that kind of stupidity and idiocy.
Kathy, I'm sorry to disagree. That's not stupidity. That is beyond stupidity. That is sociopathic. I don't know how to label that. I just know that it's people like that that put this son of a bitch in office, that supports these Christian freaks, that supports these right-wing, clan-hating, horrifying subhumans. It's astonishing to me that these people dare call themselves Americans. These are not Americans. These are pigs. This is slime, and I'm so sick of sharing a country with them. I swear to God I am.
Well, it's worse than they call themselves Americans. They call themselves Christians. Like Jesus was about, what, slaughtering the Muslims? Did Jesus say go out and kill people? I'm just missing that part. I'm missing that. I'm missing the part where all the Muslims want to everyone to convert to Islam or be killed. Where is this? Who is saying this?
I cannot believe that filth like that exists in the same. But this is Kathy's right. This is the kind of degeneracy that Rush Limbaugh nurtures and loves and sucks up to. This is the kind of degeneracy that Rush loves to know he put out there as he sucks down his Vicodin and his other drugs and sends his housekeeper out to do drug deals for him. This is what this unconscionable bastard who is syndicated by, who syndicates him? Clear Channel, ABC, I have no idea. But this is what this filthy, filthy Limbaugh puts out there and has put out there for 10, 12 years. That kind of brainwashing, that kind of sickness, that kind of poison. Combat veteran, my ass, fella. You no more of a combat veteran than I'm the Pope. You're a coward and a sneak. Go down to your nearest recruiting office. Tell them you want to re-up. And go take your useless ass and put it on the street in some godforsaken, bombed-out city in Iraq. Cowardly little piglet. All right, Ron is calling from Wellsboro, PA. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I'm not going to ask you how you
no,
are.
No, don't. I don't know when I've been more furious. In the first place, the murder of these two Americans has just gone through me like a knife. Because I knew it was going to happen. And I blame Bush, and I blame Rush, and I blame the people who put our soldiers there. I'm not in very good shape. But go ahead. Go ahead with what you had to say, Ron.
Well, I mean, it's all a sort of a, it's a weird mathematic. I mean, how can you say one life is worth more than the other? What's his name? Francis, Dave, Dick Francis, the guy who did the Empire Burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
The photos I remember of Abu Sifa, the 7-month-old baby that was shot in the back of the head by a U.S. soldier.
Right.
I mean, how do you compare the two things? I mean, it's just this bizarre. Just I don't know what it is. It's like people cannot stand to be wrong, and they will adopt the most bizarre, you know, ideas to protect themselves. And it's just as soon as I heard that guy start talking, right, and he was talking over you, it's like you can tell that someone is, like, I don't know, basically insane if they forget how to be civil. I remember something that Vaclav Havel said, like, a long time ago in one of his essays that I read, something about, he said, when civility goes, democracy soon follows. I mean, something like that, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
when
people no longer listen to one another, when they are baited by the media and they are at each other's throats, I mean, we've lost a lot. We lose a lot. And it isn't about left or right or anymore. I mean, you know, I'll never forget that photo, that 7-month-old baby with its hand sort of like defensively up in front of its face with half of its face pulled. I mean, you know, where are we as human beings? My God!
I hear what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. But I have to insist that the people who have destroyed the ability of Americans to talk to each other has been the right wing, the Republicans, the Christian fanatics in this country, the Limbaughs, going all the way back to Newt Gingrich in the 90s when he made up his word list of how to start
the contract with America stuff.
Yeah, but I mean poisoning the political process by telling the candidates who are going to run as Republicans to label Democrats or liberals as being anti-family, pro-death, disgusting, contemptible. And it was this horrifying Newt Gingrich who started this, along with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, who was a disciple of Newt Gingrich's. It was astonishing to watch here in Georgia. I had a front row seat and watched it. But the point I'm trying to make is that the destruction of civility or the destruction of the ability of people to even talk to each other is a direct result of these Republicans, these conservatives, these neo-Nazi radio talk show hosts. And when I go off and start screaming and enraged, yeah, it's very reactive because these sons of bitches are destroying my country and destroying everything in it. And I react. But I hear what you're saying. Ron, I got to leave it there. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. We'll be right back.
on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush administration is considering its responses to a possible North Korean missile test that include attempting to shoot it down in flight over the Pacific. Because North Korea has made it a practice not to announce its missile tests in advance, U.S. officials are saying anonymously they cannot be sure of the government's intentions. Under that circumstance, the Pentagon reportedly considering the possibility it might need to intercept a missile test. Japan's Kyoto News Agency reports the U.S. has activated its missile defense system ahead of the possible test. Kyoto did not identify its sources. The U.S., Japan, and other allies have been urging North Korea not to test the missile, which would be capable of reaching the U.S. Communities around the country should be ready to fend for themselves without federal help for up to 3 days after a disaster hits. That is the word from two former Republican governors who are calling for new plans to prepare states and cities for emergencies. The push for new national disaster plans by former Republican governors James Gilmore of Virginia and Jim Geringer of Wyoming comes a few days after the federal analysis concluded states and cities are pretty much unprepared to respond to catastrophes. Gilmore declined to blame Congress or the Homeland Security Department, but he did mildly criticize the National Response Plan issued by Homeland Security in 2004, as too vague to help communities in the first 72 hours after disasters. Gilmore now chairs what's called the National Council on Readiness and Preparedness, a nonprofit group aiming to give businesses and charities greater roles during disasters. Doing so, his council says, will ease demands on emergency responders as they attend to the most urgent needs. A possible new identity theft scare hitting close to home in one of the nation's big credit bureaus. Little more than half of the workers at Equifax may be affected by the theft of a company laptop containing employee names and Social Security numbers. Equifax, one of the nation's three major credit bureaus, the company says no information for the public was compromised. A medical expert says scientists have done something that people have been trying to do for at least 30 years, regrow nerves needed to move a muscle. Today's issue of the journal Annals of Neurology reports that scientists use stem cells and a host of nerve-friendly chemicals to help partially paralyzed rats walk again. But the experts say it'll take years of research before that feat could be attempted and duplicated in humans. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Cindy emails in regarding that subhuman that called the program about whether or not one life is worth another. Cindy writes, the last time a world leader espoused the view that one life is more valuable than another, he built ovens to clear out the so-called inferior races. That caller was a pure hate-filled racist. Damn him. Yeah, I know, and I lose it. I'm sorry. I'm you know, I wish I could be more like my good friend Tom Hartman. I really do. Or my good friend Peter Werby. You know, these are guys who can handle degenerates like that caller. I just can't. You know, what I want to do is get up, get out of the studio, go home, get my weapon, track them down, and blow them up, or just blow them away. I mean, I just get that filled with just unspeakable rage. This has been a horrible day. It's been a horrible year. It's been a horrible 3 years. The butchery and the killing and the murder that's going on because George Bush can't get it up is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's impossible to encompass what is in your head. You may think you are, but you can't do it, and neither can I. And some of us try to get our minds around what is going on, and it will drive you mad. It really will. It'll just make you insane. And then when I hear a worthless, just piece of human trash like Limbaugh saying what he said today, I wonder if Limbaugh would agree with the 19 Republican senators who said that the killers of these two young Americans, Thomas Tucker and Christian Menchaca, the 19 Republican senators who say that the killers of those two young men should be granted amnesty. Because that's what 19 senators said. Here they are: Allard, Republican of Colorado; Bond, Republican of Missouri; Bunning, Republican of Kentucky; Burns, Republican of Montana; Coburn, Republican of Oklahoma; Cochran, Republican of Mississippi; Cornyn, Republican of Texas; DeMint, Republican of South Carolina; Enzi, Republican of Wyoming; Graham, Republican from South Carolina; Hagel, Republican of Nebraska; Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma; Kyle, Republican of Arizona; Lott, Republican of Mississippi; McCain, Republican of Arizona; Sessions, Republican of Alabama; Stevens, Republican of Alaska; Thomas, Republican of Wyoming; Warner, Republican of Virginia. These are the 19 Republican senators who voted against a sense of the Congress, of the Senate, that said the government of Iraq should not grant amnesty to persons known to have attacked, killed, or wounded members of the armed forces of the United States. And these 19 Republicans said, no, 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 no. We think they should be granted amnesty. If they butchered and tortured our people, grant them amnesty. It's okay with us. John McCain, for Christ's sake. You think the pig, filthy Limbaugh will go down that list on his program tomorrow and talk about the 19 Republicans that said this kind of murder should be excused? And I know what I'm saying with that, because it is, we are the invader. I don't care how we try to avoid that. This country, these people did nothing to us. Saddam Hussein was as much of a threat to us as I am a threat to the Marine Corps. In other words, none. Nothing. Nothing. And these murderous sons of bitches that run the United States government have sent 130,000, oh, that's how many are there now, have sent 500,000 of our soldiers, National Guards men and women, and reservists into this abattoir, this killing machine. For what reason? None. Nothing. Because Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, these sorry, sick, half-dead old men,
have manipulated this idiot, George Bush, into believing that this will make him a hero. This will put him on a par with Roosevelt and Kennedy and whoever else this sick little rat decides that he wants to emulate. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Ange in California asked the question, were the soldiers tortured by Iraqis? If so, it's a new twist. They have shown unparalleled grace as Bush's illegal invasion trashes their country and kills their babies. Why now? Why not after the torture of prisoners was revealed? In fact, when hostages have been kidnapped, they've often been released. Yes, also killed. But it's not a guarantee. Isn't it odd that it would happen right now when Bush's credibility and support for the invasion is threatening him more seriously than ever before? This incident will be a major boost for his credibility. It will refresh support to get the evil people. In short, it works exactly to his favor. Is he or any of his echelon of scum beyond killing Americans for political gain? Oh, please, remember 9/11? Why didn't the torturers take credit for their work? Aren't they proud of it? What was their message? They always have one. Why not this time? Are we being too quick to assume we're being told the truth here? They only lie every time they open their mouths. We feel we had it coming for what we do. Is it guilt that's telling us to buy this story, or is it facts? From Ange in California. I believe, with not even hesitation, that there are people in the employ of the United States government, the Bush crime family, who, without batting an eye, could hideously torture fellow Americans, could definitely decapitate them, could rip them into a million pieces. I have no doubt that there are people like that in the employ of the United States Bush regime government. I have no doubt. None. People in the highest levels of the Bush government are responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths. Negroponte helped organize death squads in Central America for 6 years. Look at him the next time he's on television. Look at the dead eyes. Look at him. And remember when he was our interim ambassador, of all people, Negroponte, sent to Iraq. For how long? 3 months? 4 months? Just long enough to organize death squads? There are people in this country who would kill their own parents if they were ordered to do it. You know that as well as I do. You know that. So maybe Ange in California is right. Oh my God. I cannot believe that I do a talk radio program that talks about this kind of stuff. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Oh, Christ, not another one. All right, let's put Nick in Salem, Oregon on. All right, Nick, I'm going to tell you something. I'll take you on the program, but you're told my screener that I'm hypocritical. Now, if you interrupt or if you can't conduct a conversation like an adult, I'm going to just get rid of you. Is that clear?
That's fine, I understand.
Okay, what do you mean I'm hypocritical?
Okay, when you're speaking about Rush Limbaugh, talking about how he shouldn't be allowed to be on the air, you stated one of the reasons was for causing wedges between people. And I think your program, if any, does cause a huge wedge between people and not allowing for that open communication that you talked about with other callers. I mean, if we want a political process and we want that
Hold on. What do I do that drives a wedge between people?
Oh, calling right-wingers right-wing sons of bitches, neo-Nazis, How
does that drive a wedge? The truth is the truth. Do you defend these right wingers? Do you think it's not true
that they're murderous right wing bastards?
Yes. Do you disagree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
How? Well, but then defend them.
They're not. There's no evidence.
No. Evidence my ass. Defend them. Defend them, Nick. Defend what the right wing in this country does. Defend an illegal invasion of another country. Defend the butchery of innocent civilians. Go ahead, Nick. Defend it.
Okay. As far as Iraq is concerned, I don't think we went in necessarily illegally. At the time, there was evidence within our government.
You're out of your mind. Who told you this? Where do you get this information?
I'm being very calm, and this is what I'm talking about.
No, you're not. You're coming across like a moron. What evidence?
Okay. You're the one that said our government might be responsible
what
for
evidence?
The torture of the two Americans.
What? Nick, you're
what
about 2 seconds. Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye.
You're out of here. It never fails. It never fails. Any more of you half-witted right-wingers want to give it a shot? Come on, 866-303-2270. You can't even maintain a conversation. I drive a wedge because we talk about what these people have done, and that's driving a wedge? Man. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the budget business program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent budget and rent like a genius.
bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 24 past the hour. Back to your phone calls. Ryan is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Mr. Malloy, pleasure to speak with you tonight. Great liberal here from Madison.
Well, good to hear from you.
Hey, I just want to get to the last caller there real quick. I went to a protest in Chicago, and the protest was not only against the war, but what it was against was also Congressman Emanuel, who had an office right up the street.
Uh-huh.
And as a Democrat, a proud liberal, we demonstrated against Emanuel because we felt he was not being strong enough against the war in Iraq.
Okay.
That is the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, in my opinion. You will not see Republicans voicing against George Bush. You will not see them disagreeing with George Bush. They are lemmings, and they deny the truth, and they don't look at facts.
That's true. That's true.
And I think that what everybody needs to do is focus on the media, cancel your 600 cable television stations, and I appreciate you voicing Rush Limbaugh and his lies, but people just, you know, people do crazy stuff, say crazy stuff, so you listen to them. And I think that it's very important that people just turn off the televisions, turn off people like Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, all those right-wing nut jobs out there.
I hear you. I hear you. All right. Well, Ryan, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to call tonight, okay?
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
All right, sir. Take care. On one of the Democratic Underground threads earlier this evening, I saw a post by someone who uses the name Be Here Now. And this is what Be Here Now wrote. Do you feel it? The escalating, quote, panic of the people, close quote. Just wondering if others are encountering it, too. At the gas station, in the supermarket lines, and in the unexpected conversations with complete strangers, I have seen a marked rise in what I call the panic of the people. Americans from all walks of life appear to me to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Most people work more hours than they see their families and still can't make ends meet. They are exhausted by the endless string of garbage stories on the news and the feeling that they are about to drown in the economy. The prices keep rising, and no matter how hard they work, they are seeing their way of life slip from underneath their feet. I don't know if it's just me, but I sense a change coming. I don't know what. But it feels like many people are on the verge of going off the deep end. I prefer staying home in this atmosphere, wondering about the social temperature in your world. Yeah, I guess Be Here Now is also incorporating into his or her post, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, the sense of revulsion and frustration and horror about this invasion and occupation that Bush has saddled the American people with, not to mention the Iraqi people. I sometimes think that we're on the verge of another civil war. I really do. There are some lines of division in this country that I don't know how we are ever going to fault lines, how we're ever going to heal them. I don't know. I just don't know. And as I tried to say to one of the nutballs that called the program tonight, that is the direct fault of the right wing in this country. Liberals didn't do this. Liberals didn't do this at all.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-509-4205 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-509-4205 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-509-4205 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-509-4205 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake. And Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now, rated R for violence and language.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe.
Because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary. It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Six before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Gene is calling from New York. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I would agree with you normally that Nick is a moron, but by saying that, I think you're really insulting all the real morons.
The real morons, yeah.
You see, Nick is one of these willfully blind people who regurgitates everything he hears on hate radio, and there is a difference. There is a discernible difference between using anger to stimulate talk and thinking and reciting GOP talking points that somebody at GOP headquarters at the White House faxes to Rush Limbaugh every morning to divide people, to use as a wedge. So, Nick, next time you talk about a wedge, maybe you should talk to Ken Millman, because he can really teach you what a wedge is.
Yeah,
and
I hate it just makes me bleed what the right wing has done to this country.
Well, that is Rush Limbaugh's function. He is the great divider. And whenever something disastrous happens to one of Commander Codpiece's big projects, like trying to claim that Iraq is now suddenly a huge success because they actually have a completely corrupt government functioning over there, and they got the boogeyman Zarqawi, ooh, how scary, then suddenly everything blows up in their face when two of our soldiers, two of our kids that those SOBs chaining rooms sent to their unnecessary death, get kidnapped and tortured and murdered. Well, you think it might have something to do with Abu Ghraib, you bunch of dumbasses?
Yeah,
so
really.
So to detract from that, because when that news broke this morning, I've noticed that whenever bad news breaks for Bush in the morning, Rush Limbaugh has one of these sudden attacks of rhetorical Tourette's in the afternoon, a few hours later, and it's usually to divert from the fact that serious bad news has crossed the transom. That's something I think Media Matters should really look into, because every time Rush has one of these eruptions, I can remember he's done it a few times when it's been tied to a similarly disastrous piece of news for the Bush boy.
Well, you know, and to expand a little bit on what you're saying, the right wingers then who pick up on what Rush says, expand it even further. We have a guy who's been on Atlanta radio for a long time. His name is Kim Peterson, and he's on the Clear Channel station here. And Kathy was out coming back from some errands today, and this Kim Peterson, who is really a right wing maniac, but he was suggesting that what should happen here in Atlanta is a group of good white Christians should get together and go around Atlanta and find some Muslims and drag them into the street and torture them and kill them.
Oh, that sounds very Christ-like, you know.
This is what the right wing has done. Does a liberal, any liberal, ever suggest? I said tonight that I'd like to get Rush Limbaugh alone, and I would. I really, really, really would. But does anybody suggest? Any liberal suggest something that horrifying? And yet, Kim Peterson, on WGST here in Atlanta, has adequate advertising. They seem chock-a-block with ads. The companies, local and national, support this kind of stuff. They support it with their dollars. And you get a program like mine on Air America Radio that just screams for advertising but can't get it because for some reason I'm seen as a subversive.
Well, you're getting it from that douchebag of MSNBC, Glenn Beck. I mean, every time that ad comes on, I have to reach for the air sickness bag, I swear.
I do not understand how Air America takes that ad, but that's way above my pay grade. I have nothing to say about it.
Well, you know, I'll live through it, but just warn the boys that those Glenn Beck ads are worse than that music that you run on the internet between segments. I mean, I'm not kidding you. When George Bush meets maker and finds out that he's going to the place where the guy with the horns and the pointy tail does his business, that's the music he's going to be listening to for all eternity, I guarantee you.
That's very true. Gene, I got a boogie. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Chris is calling from Abiquiu, New Mexico, our once and long ago bureau chief. I guess you still are, right?
As far as I know,
You haven't closed the bureau in Abiquiu?
Unless you demoted me.
Oh, hell no. I only promote people. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Michael, what we're dealing with here is pure evil madness. When a soft, pale, flaccid maggot like Karl Rove can call Jack Murtha a coward, if you only have to look at Karl Rove one time to realize the man subsists entirely on vanilla yogurt and feminine hygiene products. Okay, the man... And these people are given credence. You know, a diseased pussy sphincter like Ken Melman can get airtime, serious airtime.
Yeah.
How do you deal with this? The situation that we're dealing with is, and you've pointed this out, and it's almost become a coda. It is fascism.
Mm.
And fascism is a terrible, terrible human condition. And it's something that we have to overcome. And the only way to overcome it is to, number one, point it out. Number two, to laugh at it. And thank God for you. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for people that actually have the mental capacity to push this forward. And I thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate you checking in as always. Take care. Kathy can still come up with humor about some of these cretins. It's getting more and more difficult for me. And that's a bad sign. That's usually when a career is over. This is from Ron, and the subject line is on civility. And he writes, Mike, the thing that sticks out to me about the seeming inability of people to be able to converse with one another without resorting to personal attack is that such so-called divide-and-conquer scenarios are put forth by the so-called power elite as a way to create a problem where one doesn't exist, per se. And in our arguments that cleave along such predefined binary fronts, the thing that is true is that both sides are duped in that through all the screaming, you hardly sense that the ground is being rent beneath you by the creators of the terms of this conflict. Yeah, Rush is a miserable, stupid, and black-hearted SOB, but I recall something Krishnamurti wrote. You give evil strength through recognition. Not that Limbaugh will go poof or anything like that by not being outraged by his pointless vitriol, but his ugliness is his. And unless you can actually get your hands around his throat, it's just bear baiting and shadow boxing. And that hurts me and you. It's all about shaming and dominance and submission and being right. All the while the real evil bastards are robbing the house and laughing until they pee their pants at how easily we are manipulated. Ron in Wellsboro. See, I understand that. I really do. I know that recognizing evil gives it strength. And I do try to ignore as much of this as I can from really, truly inconsequential lumps of pseudo-humanity like Limbaugh and the rest of these people. I can't ignore what my own government is doing, but Rush is nothing to me. And today it was just today. I went off my rocker today. First of all, to know that this 23-year-old and 25-year-old, I think that's their ages, these soldiers. I don't know what they did in Iraq. I don't know what their jobs were. I don't know if they've killed anyone. I don't know under what conditions. I don't know if it was in a combat situation. I have no idea. All I know is this. I saw their faces on television this morning. You know, once again, Kathy gets up early with Molly, 8 o'clock, 8:30, sometimes 9. And she's downstairs, and I smell the coffee, and I hear Molly down there kind of giggling with her mom, and Kathy's sitting there with her having breakfast, and Kathy will have gone up to get the papers and the Times and the Journal Constitution, and I hear this, and it's, I wake up in the morning and it's those sounds. You know what I'm talking about. You have it in your family, or you did, you know, before they all grew up and moved away. But those sounds and smells, that morning stuff, you know, coffee. And if Kathy has, you know, sometimes that smell of oatmeal and raisins and, you know, just like, whoa. And I come downstairs and so many times here lately, and Kathy's very tuned into this because she produces this show. And she said to me this morning, they found them. And it's horrible. Jesus Christ, I haven't even got my eyes open yet. You know, I'm at that age when I wake up in the morning, I have to prop my eyes open with toothpicks for the first 30 minutes. And Molly sees me come in the kitchen, hi, Daddy! You know, and then I go into the TV room and flip on CNN, and I see this horror. And then I hear later that this filthy, degenerate Rush Limbaugh has said what he has said today. And has just stabbed the knife further into the heart of this country, and I freak.
So many times before, yeah, these times are not mine.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-858-5800 for The Forward. That's 800-858-5800.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Ben is calling from Elgin, Illinois, our bureau chief there, who also happens to run WhiteRoseSociety.org. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mike, and also I also help run the Head On Radio Network.
That's true, you do. You have your fingers and toes in many, many pots, and that's a good way to be.
Well, you know, maybe just maybe we'll get some real liberal media going in this country. You know?
Maybe someday you'll have an opening for me.
Well, who knows?
That's right.
You know, I mean, I don't know if we can afford you though. What is it? $1.5 million now they're paying you?
Oh please! Oh Jesus, God! Don't start that rumor. I'm not even in six figures. Oh Lord, I would kill for that kind of pay. But that's only reserved for right wingers. You know that, Ben?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know, I think the violence we're starting to see here. I mean, that, you know, it's one thing, you know, to have, you know, these roadside bombs and IEDs, but you know, the violence against our soldiers is getting personal.
It is, and would you not agree that it's reactive, and in the minds of these people, it is highly justified. If somebody invaded my country and killed my children, I would stop at nothing. I would capture them. I would skin them alive.
Oh, yeah, if Canada ever invades, you know, a little Molson Dawn scenario, you know, I'd be out there, you know, with the Wolverines, absolutely.
All right.
But you know, I mean, two things. You know, one is I think this is just the start. I think that we are really going to see this sort of thing escalate, and they're going to they know that there's only a certain amount of this we will tolerate without any doubt, and they're right, and that we shouldn't tolerate it because we shouldn't be there. And this sort of thing is just going to continue. It's going to be just an endless repetition of brutal killings of American soldiers until the day that we won't leave, you know, we won't cross the wire without an entire convoy.
Yeah.
Okay, until we absolutely cannot move except with armor and in force. You know, at that point in time, then we're prisoners. We're not occupiers anymore.
It's just horrifying. And you're right. The incidence of extreme violence now is. I mean, we have been perpetrating extreme violence for 3 years against these people, and the payback that comes, just like the one email that I read from the person who wrote it said. Expressed a surprise that it hasn't happened sooner, and my only answer, I didn't say it, but the only answer would be probably because they really haven't had they being the people of Iraq or the insurgents, whoever they are, haven't had that many captive Americans. But Bush dictated the terms of this. Rumsfeld, that sick, miserable bastard, dictated the terms of what this occupation was going to be like. They dictated the terms, Cheney and Rumsfeld and George W. Bush, as to the conditions of this war. When they started inventing, not war, but this slaughter, they started inventing terms, illegal combatants, and pissing all over the Geneva Conventions, and ordering people held for years without charges.
Oh, yeah, and in doing so legally. Legally.
And, yeah, right. And torturing. We're the ones that we have been sending people to third world countries to be tortured and ripped to pieces in order to get information.
Yeah, by Ecstasy methods.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, ethically now, because we have broken completely from Geneva and all, you know, civilized laws of war, the Iraqi resistance is no longer bound by them either. Okay.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Because we have broken all civilized laws of war, the Iraqi resistance is no longer bound by them either.
No, by nothing. By nothing.
And why do you think they were in a power plant, Mike? It was a message. These people were in a power plant because that's the one place in Iraq where nothing's happening.
Is that where the bodies were left?
They were left in an electric power plant. And the reason is because it wasn't running. They haven't had lights in that country except in the capital and a few other small places that run for more than a couple hours a day in years.
Yeah.
It was a message to leave them there in an electric power plant.
What do you do, Ben, if you're an American parent and your 25-year-old son, who is in the Army, has just been tortured and murdered in a way almost medieval and probably beheaded? How, as an American family, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I think the average person is going to deal with that, you know, in a couple of ways. You know, you go through all the stages of grief, of course. But at some point, you know, you decide to focus your anger on something external to you. And sometimes they're going to focus the anger on the Iraqis, you know, like, you know, oh, well, we should just kill them all,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sometimes they're going to focus the anger on George Bush. And it's just, I think, a roll of the dice and whatever, you know, political, you know, bent you had prior to that is going to determine which one of those two things you decide to blame for your son's death. But, you know, clearly, if we had never gone into Iraq, those two kids would be alive.
Yeah, as would another 2,500, as would tens of thousands of Iraq. It's just, I don't know. Ben, thanks for checking
in. Take care, sir.
Oh, well, one last thing. How's the fundraiser coming at White Rose?
We're like 23% done.
Come on, folks. It doesn't take much. Go to whiterosesociety.org, and it's all laid out there for you. I hope the money comes in, Ben. These are weird times. We need White Rose Society and Head On Radio. So, thanks, Ben. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Syriana, on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake. And Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now. Rated R for violence and language.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A massive search for two U.S. soldiers missing in Iraq since Friday has ended with the worst possible news. U.S. military officials say they have recovered the bodies of two soldiers believed to be Privates First Class Christian Menchaca and Thomas Tucker. An unidentified U.S. defense official said that the bodies were badly damaged and would be flown to Dover, Delaware for DNA identification. With this news, hope has turned to grief in one small town in Oregon, Patty Lane reports.
The small town of Madras, Oregon had held out hope that 25-year-old Private First Class Thomas Tucker would come home safe. They put up yellow ribbons and American flags all over town, as well as signs saying pray for the Tucker family. But today's news is devastating for the community.
It's a heartbreaker for sure. And there's a lot of people here that were genuinely holding out hope that he might be safely returned. I think there was a genuine sense of hopefulness here that maybe he would beat the odds.
Reporter Charlie Maxton is in Madras. The Tucker family is in seclusion. Tucker and another soldier went missing after their checkpoint came under attack. I'm Patty Lane.
President Bush has begun a brief trip to Europe. The president landed in Vienna Tuesday to attend the annual U.S.-European Union summit and traveled to Budapest to mark the 50th anniversary of Hungary's uprising against Soviet rule. During the summit, Bush plans to stress that the U.S. and Europe must stand firm in dealing with Iran's nuclear program. Following a three-month decline, housing starts are rising again. The Commerce Department says housing starts rose 5% in May. Construction starts for single-family homes increased 2.1%, while at the same time, groundbreaking for multi-family homes containing five or more units rose more than 25%. Police in New Orleans are getting help from the military and the Louisiana State Police. Reporter Dave Cohn has that story.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco gave 100 National Guard soldiers and 60 state troopers their marching orders today.
Today, I call on you to assure that crime has no role in our recovery.
The State Police and National Guard are assisting New Orleans police fighting a wave of rising crime. In New Orleans, I'm Dave Cohen reporting.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger held his first live online chat with voters Tuesday. Schwarzenegger took questions from the public via his homepage for about 20 minutes. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. You know, I was thinking during the break about something that I kind of skipped over last hour. But it's something that, you know, when I have unstructured time and just let my mind wander, which is rare when you have a two-year-old, but it is, you know, it's still available. You know what I'm talking about. Where you're not worrying about the bills. You're not worrying about whether you're going to have a job in radio tomorrow. You're not worried about your children. You just have a few minutes where you're sitting there, and I guess the expression is your mind wanders, right? And lately, it's frightening to me what's been popping up for me to examine. The possibility that the divisions in this country are so deep, deeper than you and I are aware of. I mean, really, really, really irreparable. That the right-wingers and Limbaugh and the Bush crime family and the rest of these people have so utterly and absolutely destroyed the ability to see this as one nation. Just absolutely puked it down the toilet. And as a result of that, we're heading for something terrible in this country. Those are the random thoughts that just pop up, that there is, that the possibility exists. And every day it seems to be getting worse. And we've got monumental problems that are just screaming to be addressed, and they're being ignored. Just like that email I read a minute ago from the poster at Democratic Underground about that sense that you know, this is there's a wrongness in the air. It's palpable. It's viscous, and it sticks to your skin. That's what I feel. Do you? Is it just me? Do you ever feel that here lately, that we are just barreling along towards a brick wall? That really scares me. I can't believe that this. I can't believe that fascism is so. And this is my naivete. I can't believe fascism is so important to these people that they have spent the last 20, 25 years working toward this moment. You know, that ruling the other day by this neo-Nazi Supreme Court, that the police now can just burst into your home. Oh, they still need to have a warrant, but they can just burst into your home. The no-knock, just go. How much longer do you think it's going to take before they don't need a warrant? We already have this FISA court that was set up because of the horrible constitutional violations committed against us by the Republicans in the Nixon administration. And as a compromise, okay, we'll set up a secret court, something extra-constitutional, something beyond the reach of the American public. This will be our compromise. Jesus Christ, that was a compromise? A court that is even more secretive than a grand jury, than a star chamber, where decisions are made that directly affect people's lives, and it's made behind a veil of secrecy. And even that, these Bush bastards say, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to ignore it all. So how much longer do you think it's going to be before criminal law in this country is interpreted to mean Fourth Amendment is just so much useless, pointless rhetoric? And the Fifth Amendment, doesn't torture negate the Fifth Amendment? Part of the Fifth Amendment, there are several parts to it, but the part that prevents self-incrimination
Doesn't torture just the right amount of torture? You'll say that O'Brien's holding up four fingers when he's really holding up five, or vice versa, right? Or that you're responsible for this crime or that sin, which seems to be the direction we're going. Sins, not crimes. So we're just appear to be very close to this, and I know there are a lot of people in this country, I'm one of them, that will not just give up and sit down and say, okay, you win. I give up my constitutional freedoms. I give up a birthright for my children. I give up, you know, okay. Okay, you win. I know there are millions of us that think that way. There has to be. And I know there is. Tens of millions. And this is the part that has me freaked. That if this keeps up, this pushing us into First Amendment zones and pushing us into a situation where our phone calls are no longer private and our email correspondence can be glommed onto by any filthy Nazi part of this government. If this keeps up and our jobs keep going overseas and the right wing continues to destroy this country, if this keeps up, there's going to be a reaction. You know it as well as I do. Eventually we're going to push back. There are millions of us who are going to push back, and it's the pushback that has me concerned. I'm such a believer in the law. I know it's been said that the law is a ass. What is that from? Which Shakespeare play is that from? Is that from The Merchant of Venice? I don't remember. And I know that can exist. But we're a nation of laws. And the law is being destroyed, butchered, ended. For the sake of what? For the sake of what? This establishment of fascism, this corporatizing of this country, this ending of what we thought we were. I will not sit down. I won't. And that scares me, because I think about what it would be like, what it must have been like in this country in the 1860s. And what it would be like now. But see, that's what happens, I guess, when you have some time and random thoughts start popping up. But this stuff really does have me. Does it you? Am I too focused on this, or are you too focused on it? I just have a sense that people are eventually going to push back. And we can't not push back, can we? I mean, isn't who we are defined in part by the fact that we will push back, that we will react eventually? It may take us a while, and as every succeeding generation since the establishment of this country has developed, it seems to take longer for us to push back. It seems like we really have to have the Christ slapped out of us before we say, wait a second. But that's the sense that I get, that we're heading for a brick wall. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope something can put the brakes on. I really do. I hope something can put the brakes on. Your phone calls after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Now don't sit at home saying, what could I do? Remember, you need to start with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air. Air America Radio. You know the feeling, dreading each and every time your phone rings because it might be one of your creditors looking to collect. Well, pay close attention because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA will negotiate and settle all your credit card debt for about half of what you owe without filing bankruptcy. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you need to call 800-516-6568 now. Debt Relief USA has been helping thousands of people just like you become debt-free, in most cases in less than 36 months, excluding Maryland and New York.
My credit card bills were out of control. I was mad. Maxed out and $22,000 in debt. I had no idea how I was going to pay off the money I owed, much less make my monthly payment. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me, and I settled for only 40% of what I owed. I am back in control. Thank you, Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-516-6568. Pay your creditors. Avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-516-6568. 800-516-6568.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Thanks for the emails. The quote is from Oliver Twist about the law is an ass, an idiot. And that's the article that's used. Not an. This comes from Reggie at TV news lies. Reggie writes, I don't understand. What I do understand is the anger and outrage at the thought of how these two young kids were violated. I do understand that we are, as a nation, horrified by what has been described as barbaric torture that we can only imagine. I really do understand that, Mike, but I'm confused. Why is there not the same anger and outrage each and every time one of our kids is blown to bits by a roadside bomb? Is that kind of death less painful or less brutal or less final? Why is there not the same anger and outrage at the thousands and thousands of young men and women whose bodies and minds have been mutilated and who lie in hospital beds or rehabilitation centers with wounds that are horrific and crippling and whose lives will forever be scarred? Why is there not the same anger over the brutalization of the people of Iraq perpetrated by the Bush crime family, from the death and destruction of Shock and Awe to the murderous attacks at Fallujah and Haditha? Is it that we can confront the deaths of two young men more easily than we can fathom slaughter in greater numbers? I really don't understand. The morgues in Baghdad are overflowing. The bodies that arrive on a daily basis are just as dead, and most probably died as horrible a death as did the kids who made the news today. We are about to launch an attack on Ramadi to cleanse it of insurgents. More people will be blown apart. And the war will go on because we are making progress in the war against terror that people still believe exists. And tomorrow is another day. In sorrow, Reg. I just wish it would stop, don't you? Okay, back to the phone calls. Larry is calling from Arizona. Larry, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your show very much. You have no idea how much it means to me. And when Randy Rhodes says Bush crime family, I know what she means and more than what most people could imagine.
Yeah.
But I want these people who want to swallow the crazy right-wing talk radio things. If they want to believe that stuff, I want these people to think about what was going on down in South America when Negroponte was down there, when we were taking over all those countries. I want them to think about what was being done.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were not just getting the resources, you know, the mines and everything down there. They were getting the drugs. They were bringing those drugs up here. I'm over half a century old, and I'm a witness. And they flooded America with drugs. And they destroyed millions of Americans. They absolutely turned our children into their liquid assets. And these people, if people would just remember what's going on in history,
mm-hmm.
in the last few decades, that these people have been eating our young. They cannot expect these people to ever try to do anything right. And what they're doing in Iraq right now is they've got a country that they have put in a pressure cooker, and they're reducing the population, and they're terrorizing that population, and they're trying to make it into something that they can handle real quick and easy and just marginalize and push off to the side whenever they want to. Because all they want is the resources and the strategic land. They don't care about the population at all. And if people will think about all this, they'll understand they don't care any more for our population than they do for any of the populations in any of the countries that they've destroyed in the last 50 years.
I think you're right. They don't care.
That's all I've got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you, Larry. Take care. Robert is calling from Newport, Virginia. Robert, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. A few things for you over this past 3 hours or 2.5 hours that you've been talking. There are three books out there that I think would shed a lot of light for your listeners out there. The first one is Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Right.
It explains why we went into Iraq. It explains why we went into Nicaragua. It explains why we do not want Venezuela on the Security Council this time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's another book out there. It's called The End of Faith by Jim Harris.
Mm-hmm.
It explains where in the Bible, the Quran, the scriptures of the Hindu religions, where they pretty much all say, if you do not believe in us, we are to kill you.
Oh, I know.
That is
yeah.
the whole point.
Yeah. Hey, hold on for me just a second, Robert, because we got a break here. Let's pick it up with the book title as soon as we come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake. And Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now, rated R for violence and language.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021, that's 1-800-335-4021, or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
We'll be right back.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, we're talking with Robert in Newport, Virginia. All right, Robert, recap very quickly the two book titles, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and the other one is The End of Faith?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, The End of Faith. And then the book that ties them all together is George Lakoff's book, Moral Politics, How the Right and the Left Think. And those three books together, although the first two books don't really know about the third book, but the third book ties them all together, and it explains why you have a problem understanding how the right wing thinks. Now, I know you're smarter than that, but that's what you espouse on your radio program. We know exactly why the right wing thinks why they think, and that is they are looking at how they have to think in order to perpetuate their right-wing politics.
I think, Robert, what I'm saying is, yes, I understand how they think. I think I'm painting myself as a little bit more ignorant than I need to paint myself. What I usually say when I don't understand why I don't get this, it doesn't make sense, yada, yada, yada. What I'm saying is I don't understand how human beings can organize their lives around the kind of illness that right-wingers organize their lives around. It's that sort of thing. I understand where they're coming from, and I think I understand what the goals are. It's that I don't understand how they give up their humanity to accomplish this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And in Confessions of an Economic Hitman, he never thought he was giving up his humanity until he took a good, long, hard, which nobody ever does, except very few people, look at what exactly he was perpetuating.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him many decades in order to come to this conclusion and write this book after numerous bribes that the right wing gave him.
I think there's a fourth book that you might add to this list. I would certainly add is the one I have read. I haven't read these other three yet, and I'm embarrassed by that, but it's the book What's the Matter with Kansas?
And I'm embarrassed that I haven't read that book yet, but it is next on my list. there are a lot of books out there that explain what's going on.
But I have this question then, Robert. If you and I read these books, and we should, I think everybody should, then what?
That gives us a basis to go to, how to say this politely, our own moron Democratic representatives and say, what the hell do you think you're doing? I did the same thing to Tim Kaine, our illustrious governor of Virginia, who is a Democrat in name only.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you have to read these books and you have to understand what's going on. He doesn't. He won't. Hopefully maybe one of his handlers will, but, you know, that's not going to get us for Tim Kaine. Now we've got to convince Jim Webb, who is hopefully will replace George Allen,
mm-hmm.
and for our senator, I forget, everybody doesn't know Virginia politics, for our senator and to say, you need to read these books, sir, and you need to understand what's going on. Long over past the politics of being a Democrat or a Republican, this is the politics of being a liberal, a conservative, which there aren't too many of them left anymore, and a neocon, which I consider different than conservative.
Sure.
And be able to explain to those guys exactly what's going on here and exactly what the traps and the pitfalls are and how to, as George Lakoff would say, reframe the debate. And that's Tom Hartman, the guy who is on before you in most places. XM is what I listen to.
Uh-huh.
He is good at explaining that reframing, how we must reframe what's going on.
Right. That's been one of Tom's recent, I think it was the subject of, if not one of his books, certainly a series of his essays about the importance of framing and the necessity of reframing and what happens if reframing is not accomplished. So,
right.
So I hear you loud and clear. Robert, all right, thanks, Robert. I do appreciate your call and what you had to say. Well, all right, Eileen, is that Eileen? Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Mike. I've been very, very depressed today. When I heard about those two kids getting picked up, getting captured, and I knew. Sure. I knew what was going to happen. I mean, it was inevitable because we've been setting the stage for this, and I just want everybody to remember where this started and who started this uncivil discourse. I want everyone to remember Newt Gingrich and his book, his little, you know, list of phrases and words that you should use to describe Democrats and liberals,
right,
and how they demonized liberals and tried to make us into the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to ever forget that this was a fight of their making. And all I have to say is they're going to have to kill me because I will not give in. I will never, ever give in to these bastards. And I'll never forget what they did and how they did it either. I know they can't pin this on us. They try, but they're the ones who started it. They started the fight, but by God, I'm going to finish it. That's really all I want to say.
All right, Arlene, thanks. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your resolve. Mike is calling from San Diego. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's such a pleasure listening to you. I'm a former U.S. Marine veteran of the Korean War. I went in at 17 years old, and I didn't know what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have done probably what our kids over there are doing now. They're kicking in doors and so on and so forth because that's what they were told to do. Then I came back and I got a few years of college education and found out what this country has done over the years to perpetuate and develop into the situation we're in. But when you brought up the 1860s, going all the way back to the Civil War, the Republicans, with the exception maybe of Abraham Lincoln, the Republicans have always been liars and thieves. The vice president under Lincoln, after Lincoln was dead, he was a Klansman from Tennessee, and he forgave all of the atrocities committed by the Southerners, Klansmen. And these people who are these what we call the neocons today, they're just an extension of what has been going on for 200 or 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people want to be in charge of everybody else. They feel like they have a racial superiority and they're entitled to take advantage. As far as liars of Republicans, it goes all the way back to Reagan, who lied us into killing people in Nicaragua and paying millions of dollars to the Contras, and then who lied us into Grenada and killed the Cubans in the name of something or other, and then Nixon, who came along, and he was another Republican liar. These people lied all along. Then Ford came along and was picked by Nixon so that he would forgive Nixon, these people right up until the present day. These are all the same piece of filth. They're all the same. But we liberals, so-called liberals, we haven't got, I'm an ex-Marine. I don't believe in nonviolent passive resistance. But most liberals, we're like the Jews marching our way into the gas chambers, and we're saying, isn't it awful? Isn't it awful what they're doing to us? But we're like the frog who they put into cold water and gradually turn up the heat. The American people don't know what to do about it. The ones who have got brains enough to see what's happening, one group is saying they're marching us to the gas chambers, they're destroying our country, and the other group is saying, no, they love liberty, they love Jesus, it can't be happening. I don't know what's going to happen, but my God, the so-called conservatives, I remember a few years ago when liberals or something passed for liberal were in charge of the government, they hated the government. They said the government was not to be trusted and so on. Now that they have their own piece of filth in as the administration, now they love the government.
Well, Mike, you're making great sense, but I've got to move on. I'll just bet one thing. I'll bet you're damn glad that you had combat training.
Well, I want to say one last thing, though.
All right.
And that is that, you know, they keep saying, well, the Democrats don't have a plan, an answer to anything. If the Democrats would just point out one thing, the Democrats won the Second World War, and the Democrats and the Republicans have been lying and cheating ever since. So, you know, the Democrats did something right, and we can do a better job with this war as we did in the Second World War.
All right, thanks. I appreciate your comments, Mike. Thanks for checking in. We'll be back after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now, how many people must get killed?
Oil families, pockets to get filled.
How many oil families get killed? Not a damn one, so what's the deal?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken, Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either, so please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake. And Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now. Rated R for violence and language.
neocons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you'll be hardworking man. My mama, she once told me, son, you do the best you can.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew. Once again, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac for engineering the program. D. Neal for handling the calls, our associate producer. And also our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Mark Marshall, who's a webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, who archives the program. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. And another reminder, this Friday, the 23rd, Ute Night. If you're between the ages of 13 and 17, we want to hear from you. It'll be pretty much topics brought to the program by you. I don't know what degree we're going to set up any topics, but this will be, what is this, Kathy, our third or fourth time doing this? Fourth time? We haven't done it for a while. So that's this Friday night. If you are 13 through 17, I'm sorry, 12-year-olds, I'm sorry, 18-year-olds, but that's our little bracketed age group there, 13 through 17 inclusive. We'd like to hear what whatever your point of view is on the program that night. All right? Back to your phone calls. Daniel is calling from San Francisco. Daniel, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, thanks, Mike, and thanks for all the work you do. I'd like to tack to the White House front door this message. It would say, Mr. Bush, I don't care about terrorism. As a father of two small children, I worry about many things every day, from accidental drownings to accidental poisonings, but I don't worry about terrorism. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about terrorism because over the last 4 years, I've come to understand that Al-Qaeda is a weak organization that you, Mr. Bush, have worked very hard to promote as some sort of uber boogeyman. Al-Qaeda could do the impossible and hit us with the 9/11 every 5 years, and my family would still be at greater risk due to slip and falls.
Well, put my name on that petition.
I do not care about terrorism.
I hear you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Daniel. Steve is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Sure.
Well, I should tell you, I've been sitting on my butt for the last few months, and I had, you know, one of those random thoughts that you were discussing earlier. Unfortunately, I contracted cancer on Valentine's Day. I found out about it, and I've had nothing to do but think. Wow. The good news is that I'm in remission.
Well, that's great.
But my thought was this. We haven't heard one damn thing about that huge cache of explosives that they found over there when the looting began. How many thousands of pounds was that?
Yeah, I remember that. It was enormous cache of conventional weapons.
Exactly. And it's my thought that those explosives are being used against our troops, and it would take just one examination from an explosives forensic scientist to prove that out. But they're not doing that work.
Well, you know, I have a feeling that probably some of those private contractors that are hired to protect our imperial governor over there, that they perhaps that might have been part of their payoff, that they could have all the weaponry, or that they were given the weaponry and turned around and sold it, no questions asked.
Yeah, but where's the media on this? Because, I mean, there was a huge story.
But where's the media on any of this, Steve? The media doesn't care anymore. They are so co-opted. There are exceptions. I feel the need to always say that. There are writers and columnists and reporters who are busting their asses trying to get the truth out. And they are under constant attack. But media, the corporate media, is no more interested in fulfilling its what used to be its self-appointed function than peeing up a rope. They just don't care anymore.
The only one worth their weight in salt is Keith Olbermann, but I don't even bother watching the rest of them these days.
Well, on television, yeah, but there are some excellent writers out there who are struggling, who are trying, who haven't given up yet. Although I certainly understand the inclination of some of these writers to say to hell with it. The newspaper, I'm talking about newspaper reporters, who are supposed to present a balanced, picture, but also the editorial, the op-ed writers, you know, people like Paul Krugman and Bob Herbert come to mind at the New York Times. Robert Scheer, who was fired from the LA Times because he was too honest and now works for, oh damn, I'm drawing a blank, it doesn't matter, he doesn't need me to promote him, but Greg Palast is another one. There are writers who are struggling to tell the truth, but it's media that is, they just don't care. It's gone. Why should they care, Steve? Why should media, what does it benefit them to report the truth to us? Seriously.
Well, they're all owned by Mickey Mouse and General Electric, so I guess that answers the question.
Well, that's right. That's right. If there's no benefit, there used to be an idea that's since gone by the by, and that is the idea of altruism, that maybe that virtue was its own reward, that they had a specific function, the press did, in protecting democracy and representative government. And I believe at one point, that might have been the prevailing thought or the overarching idea in journalism, but it's gone. There are journalists who still feel that way, but that theory, that concept in journalism or reporting or media, whatever we call it these days, is totally gone. It's been corporatized like everything else, and it just, it's painful, you know, to realize that. Steve, listen, stay in remission, all right?
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. I'll talk to you again. Take care. This is one of those nights where I feel like I've got to go home and take a long, hot shower. God. Anyway, thanks for participating in the program. And I'm Greg Palast will be on the program tomorrow night. And I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-641-2626 for The Forward. That's 800-641-2626.